Your Highness, the UAE has a large expatriate community, including many Christians. Are you concerned about the possible backlash, whether this cleric proceeds with his burning or not?
First of all, this is a very small church, and his voice is not very well respected, even in his own community. And I'm very glad that the community, the United States, President Obama, the international community, has condemned this crazy idea, which is definitely should be condemned in the harshest words. Nevertheless, the UAE is a country of tolerance, of respect. We have a lot of different religions living in peace in the UAE. We have over 50 churches in the UAE, and I don't think that this will have, in any sense, any backlash in the UAE. The people in the UAE are well aware that this does not represent the American people who respect Muslims and respect their religion.
This coincides with one of the biggest religious holidays of the Muslim calendar year. Is this detracting, do you believe, anything from this big celebration?
Not at all. I think the Muslim world is very much impressed, as they should do, with the amount of outrage that the international community is taking against this. And I believe that Muslims around the world is seeing that in a very positive way. And I think that this is even a much more important message to the Muslim world, how much their religion and their faith is respected.
If you had a chance to send a message to Terry Jones and others like him, what would it be?
Well, I would definitely say that Muslims overall do respect other faiths. And as there are extremists in different religions and faiths, there are, unfortunately, in our faith as well. And I really hope that we, in our message, can show the entire world that as much as we can, that we respect their religion, we respect their faith, or not, even if they don't have one. It's unfortunate that whatever these extremists in other than Muslim religion are behaving, this only helps people like Osama bin Laden or his folks who do not not only do not respect our religion as I see it, but don't talk on behalf of it.
It's been 9 years since 9/11. Why do you believe there has been this resurgence of Islamophobia in the United States?
I don't think it's because of 9/11. I think 9/11, unfortunately, has been used by the extremists on both sides. And we, as moderates in all religions, has to stand in front of them and show the world that whoever is using 9/11 as a tool has to be condemned in the harshest words.
Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan, thank you for talking with us.
Thank you.